Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I am your host, Dadon Tolbert. Understand, guys, this is Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, and we're doing things a little bit differently this week. Normally, we have some of our regular panelists. Sometimes we do All-Star Edition, as we did last week, but we want to switch it up a little bit, and we have a few special guests with us. I got my man Dre here with me. I got my man Gerald Howard with me, and what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of these issues that are on everybody's mind, these issues that everybody's like, that elephant in the room nobody wants to talk about. We're going to be talking about today strippers, swingers, people who run trains, people who exhibit the type of behavior that would be called, threesomes, and that whole gamut of things. You know what I'm saying? That whole topic is going to be it's a controversial topic. It's one of those things that goes on and is extremely prevalent in today's society. But unfortunately, people, they kind of don't really like talking about it, and everybody wants to act like it doesn't exist. So we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. We're going to get to the root of the issues, and we're just going to have some fun tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. Expect some very candid depictions of from women's perspectives of how they view engaging in threesomes and what some would call trains. And we're going to get into it tonight. So I just want to encourage everybody to get into the chat room at the newly redesigned dadonsplace.net, which is my social network. It's much more user-friendly now. You guys can go ahead and log into the chat room there. Just go there and click on the Dadon Tolbert Show. It'll take you straight to it. Also, feel free to call in at any time. Hit us up, 646-200-0366. Understand, guys, this is the realest show in my opinion, in the world. You're not going to find too many shows more real than this. But my man Gerald Howard is here. Gerald, what's going on tonight?
What's going on, Dadon? Hey, man, ready for tonight's edition of Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, man. I have a lot of people tuning in. Definitely have to make it another great one.
That's what I plan on doing, too. We actually had a very good one last night as well. If you guys missed that, definitely check out the archives. We were joined by the cast of the new hit stage play, Emotional Reactions, which opens this weekend here in Philadelphia, which I'll actually be attending and giving you guys a full report on that. But we talked about some other things too. Had a really good advice question from a young woman who's it looks like she's considering being unfaithful to her husband. He's deployed and in the type of situation where he was unfaithful, and as a result of that, she has some trust issues getting back to normal with him, and she thought she could deal with it. And we hear a lot of that. That's been a pretty recurring theme here on the Dadon Tolbert Show with these questions. And the moral of that story, the gist of our advice was, look, ladies, you got to be honest with yourselves. You got to be real with yourselves. It's no future in front. If you gotta pretend like you can really forgive somebody, but deep down you know you can't, you know that you're gonna be, it's gonna be a sore spot for you, it's gonna be something you're gonna keep going back to, then you're probably better off just leaving the situation alone. Because I get a lot of questions, thousands in fact, and I've never encountered a situation where somebody was truly able to move on from it. You know what I mean? And that's real. You know, that's actually kind of scary. A lot of women, in my opinion, professional opinion, I see people who pretend that they're okay with infidelity, but at the end of the day, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, if that's you, I'm just saying in my opinion, that's all I'm giving, you know what I mean? But from what I see, and this is what I do, most people are really carrying some emotional baggage as a result of getting cheated on. Matter of fact, Gerald, we don't really talk about this, but just, you know, what's your opinion on that? Have you met too many people who can, or I'll say women, who can genuinely, because we already know men, you know, we already know what they, how they feel, but do you know too many women who can genuinely say, yeah, my man cheated on me, or my husband cheated on me, and we worked out, and I forgave him, and it's just, like, totally over and done with?
Dayton, I have not met one woman yet who has truly, truly forgiven that man. You know, it all depends on how you take the term forgive, because people say when you forgive, you should forget. But it's impossible to forget. If somebody hits you, I mean, you're never going to forget that occurrence. You may forgive them or try to, but you're always going to carry something there, a little bit of anger, a little bit of pain. And a lot of women do a good job of forgiving or trying to forgive. And the thing is, most women just want things to work. They want it to be okay. They don't want to start over. They love this person, so they want it to work. But as far as truly forgiving somebody and not carrying any type of baggage or any type of thoughts in their mind, if that man says he's going out and she's going to be 100% okay with it, I've never occurred. It never came across that day, Don. There's always going to be something there once that line has been crossed, once that trust has been broken. There will always be something there, Don.
Unfortunately, Gerald is 100% correct, lady. So, you know, our point is this, you know, and again, I'm not saying that God can't remove, you know, any type of doubts or any type of mistrust or anything like that, but in my opinion, it's usually best to, you know, you don't want to settle for less than you want to deserve. You don't want to stay somewhere where you know you're not happy. In fact, the young woman said last night, she said, look, I want to live a long life. You know, but I want to be happy for that life. I don't want to be with somebody who did that to me, who did me dirty, and I deserve to be happy. So I'm thinking about, or I feel like I may cheat emotionally, or am cheating emotionally. So it was a deep show. You know, definitely check out the archives at DayDonsPlace.net if you missed it. Dre is here, man. Matter of fact, Dre, you had some very interesting dialogues going on in the chat room last night. What's going on with you tonight, man? What did you think about last night's show?
Yeah, I think it was cool. It was definitely interesting. The chat room definitely, you know, conjured up even into you to even bring it into the show, you know, about how us successful black elite men think and how we feel about not chasing people. It was real good.
That's what's up, man. And one of the things I wanted to start today's show off, and the phone lines are already crazy. Everybody's got their hands up. I'm definitely, you know, everybody calm down a little bit. We're going to take some calls in a little bit. But understand, you know, we want to get into these topics real quick. We actually have an advice question from a young woman, or a follow-up question from a young woman who actually wrote in a while ago, and she said that, if some of you may remember, she wrote in asking for advice about whether or not she should have a threesome, and you know what I mean? And that was one of our wildest shows ever, so she wrote in an update pretty much letting us know what transpired as a result, and we pretty much told her not to do it and what would happen, how men would see her, but I won't let the cat out of the bag just yet, but it was a pretty interesting update, so definitely make sure you stay tuned. I want to read something, and then I got a couple of huge announcements, actually. I mean, monumental announcements, which are really going to change the face of this whole TBND Enterprises Corporation that we have, man. A lot of new additions, a lot of big announcements. But I want to read this morning's advice, and it was basically derived from last night's show and the last couple of nights, actually. And this is real. Like, we're going to have some fun tonight, but I really feel like people need to, you know, hear this and exhibit this type of behavior and really, you know, take it in. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't do this. I said, once you come to the realization that you no longer want to be in a relationship with somebody, just end it. don't drag it on waiting for the right time. And I put that in quotes. I said waiting for the right time, which, you know, that's what a lot of people claim they're doing. Well, you know, it's not right, and I'm going to do it, but just I need a couple months. I need a little bit of time. But there's never a right time. I said things never get better. They only get worse. And usually they end up having some type of dramatic confrontation that could have been avoided if you left when you actually should have. So, ladies, don't, you know, I mean, ladies and fellas, you know what I mean? Because, and I've said this before on the show, but there are times when in any relationship that's not going the way you want it to go, you come to some type of conclusion. You come to some type of mental, you know, thought process. We're like, dang, you know what? I really don't want to be with this person. You know, this relationship isn't going anywhere. You know, I'm going to break up with him, but I don't know how to, or I'm not sure if this is the right time, or, you know, let me just get my mind right, or whatever the case. And as a result of staying in it, once you have that mentality, and I've even been guilty of this, you know what I mean? It never gets better. It's never going to be easier. In fact, you always end up having, something always happens where you say, dang, you know, I wish I would have just broken up with him 2 months ago. Maybe my windows wouldn't have been, I mean, that never happened to me, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe my tires wouldn't have been slashed. Or worst case scenario, maybe she wouldn't have blown up at, maybe we wouldn't have had that fight. Maybe we could have just ended things amicably, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to F you, be it, you know what I'm saying, and all that. Now you can't even be cool with the person. You can't even, now y'all enemies as opposed to just being exes. Now y'all can't, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of avoid that and, you know, move on in a mature way. Gerald, what are your thoughts about that?
I agree 100%, Dadon. The thing is, you can't get that time back. When you know that there's no love there, it's not going anyplace, and we're not speaking along the lines of, well, we've had a fight, or I'm unhappy with, but we're talking about when you know that you no longer want to be with that person, there is no love there, you see no future, go ahead and end it now. Go ahead and end it right then and there. Because, one, the longer you stay, that's the more time. That's the more time from your life that you are wasting. But, two, the longer you stay, if that person isn't feeling the same way, that's the longer that you're leading that person on. That's the longer that person is developing even more feelings for you, a stronger attachment. And who's to say whether a week or a day will make all the difference in the world from that person crossing that line where that psychotic-type behavior comes out? I mean, you could have left 2 weeks ago, and everything would have been fine, but you hold on for two more weeks, and then, as Zadon said, that person just flips. You never know how much longer it may take for that person to get to a point of pretty much no return. So once you know that it's over, go ahead and end it, because it's not going to get any easier if you let it continue in progress. It's only going to get harder the longer that you let it go on.
That's 100% correct. So, I mean, you know, matter of fact, there's somebody in the chat room right now saying, wow, you know, I've been through that, you know what I mean, and that's been me. And I think it's been everybody. I mean, who hasn't that happened to, you know? So don't stay too long. Don't just leave when you can and just be done with the situation. Dre, what are your thoughts on that, man? You ever experienced something like that? Like, you ever been in an unhappy relationship? Because like you said the other day, that's some just about every good man's deepest fears is being with somebody in a bad relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I experienced that. I mean, it comes down to the comfort and convenience factor. You know, some people are just they're living with somebody, or they've been with someone for a few years, and it's hard to leave. It's hard to start over. You know, it's hard to get back out there, because we all know, you know, it's not easy being single. Nobody really likes to be alone, and, you know, just being alone, they're afraid to face it, so they'll just say, well, damn, they'll string it along as long as possible, hopefully that it works out. Some people even have, you know, selfish reasons. They're not happy, but they don't want someone else to be happy with, the person they're with either. So they just stay. You know, that might be that convenience factor as well. But we all go through it, and you know, and in the long run, we realize it's just best to, like you said, get out of it. You know, cut the slate clean and start over. So, because you don't want to waste your time. You know, we don't want to waste anybody's time these days, because that. 4 or 5 years go down the line, you still with someone unhappy, you're missing out on a whole nother life that you could have had with someone else. So
that's real talk, and I know, I mean, just to keep it even more real, like, this is the barbershop. I know how it goes, y'all. I've been there. I've been to college. A lot of y'all are in college or are with college sweethearts. A lot of times y'all have these mutual friends, or you're on a college campus, a small college campus, and you don't want to have to walk around and see that person dating, or maybe know they're having sex with somebody else and have to see them every day. You're like, all right, well, maybe after I graduate, or maybe after I leave this job where they work, or whatever the case, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all may not want to end it at that time just because it may not be convenient, but that's the times when the stuff really hits the fan. So just move on, but we'll get off that for a second. But I real quick, before, and I want to read this advice question and talk about some of these questions surrounding threesomes and menages. Like I said, we got a couple surprise guests a little bit later, but huge announcement real quick, guys. Everybody knows we just came back on the first Dayton Tolbert Celebrity Cruise to Nassau, Bahamas. We're doing it again. We're doing part two at this point. So I'm looking forward to having everybody coming on this next trip. And we actually, TBND Enterprises, my company, we actually launched another division of TBND, which is now Tolbert Travel. And you guys can check us out right at daytonsplace.net. Click on Tolbert Travel. You can also go directly there to tolberttravel.net. And for all your travel needs, and not just the cruise, but just any of your travel needs, we got a full staff of travel consultants. You can hit us up, and we can take care of you. But hit us up at tolberttravelagency@gmail.com if you're interested in going on this cruise. And I look forward to having everybody in April. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're really just taking things to the next level at this point. But let's get into it, guys. Let's without further ado, you know what I mean? And this is one of those shows where we got some real questions, some real situations. And before I do that, I see something. Somebody hit me up, and they offered some really positive feedback on about the show and about my advice and advice of people here on the panels that we have. So I just wanted to read it because you see a lot of negativity out here. You don't always hear people, giving props. She said, "Dayton, just wanted to say how are you on this day that God has bestowed on you. I just want you to know that you have been an ongoing inspiration since you added me as a friend. Your quotes and advice are always on point, and I always copy and paste exactly what you say, and I put it in my status because if they don't know, they need some Dayton Tolbert in their life. You stay blessed and keep it coming. Much love. Many blessings to you and your family." So I just wanted to read that. It's always good to hear, some positive things. And, Gerald, I mean, like I say, it's always some negativity. What are your thoughts, man, when you hear positive feedback like that about the show?
Always a great thing, Dayton. And you know, what I'm noticing more than ever now is, from this time last year to now, Dayton, people are really coming along, coming around and saying, you know what, this is a good thing. I mean, this is valuable information. The information given, though sometimes it may be a little hard to swallow, it's great information. I saw on your page earlier today where maybe three or four people had tagged you into quotes and sayings that you say on a daily basis, and that's always encouraging that people are actually listening and saying, you know what, this is to help me, whether I like it or not. It's the truth, and the truth always is going to be a great thing. That's going to be informative and a help to us. So it's a great thing to hear what she has to say, and just keep listening because it's more of that to come.
Right, definitely. And I appreciate that, too. It's funny that you said that because I was just going to say something about that. I mean, sometimes people tag me in it, which is cool. I love that. And, I don't mind it at all. It's funny because sometimes even when they don't tag me in it, there have been times I've just randomly, like, I may see a status, and I got, something like 5,000 friends. Obviously I don't see everybody's status, but there have been times I've just randomly clicked on somebody's page, and it'd be like, I'm listening to the Dayton Tolbert Show, or, it'll be my exact status update from that morning's advice. And, I mean, it's just like, wow, like, people are really listening, like Gerald said. So I do appreciate that, and like you said, Gerald, people are coming around. I mean, just imagine how many people are going to be really quoting me, and Gerald, and I'm saying, just taking our sayings and our little things that we talk about on a daily basis. I mean, I'm already hearing people on the radio. I'm not going to put any names out there, but some of these talk show hosts are even saying little things that I say. I mean, I don't want to be too specific, but y'all know what's going on out here. I mean, at this point, people are really saying, like, at some point, we have to stop hating on this dude. You know what I mean? Because they're not saying anything that's crazy. They're only trying to help people. At some point, you can only be negative, but for so long. So I do appreciate all the positive support. Definitely keep it coming. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. Let me set it up a little bit. Several months ago, we got a question from a young woman who was from the Philly area, and she was a very attractive young woman. I clicked on her Facebook page, very, very attractive, and she was pretty much dealing with this dude, and he was an athlete, and she said that she was pretty much thinking about having a threesome with him, you know what I mean, and one of his athlete friends. And it was like a wild thing. In fact, she said they had like this whole little swinger thing going on, you know, in the downtown Marriott. If you guys are from Philly, you know what I'm talking about, on Market Street. So they have like these little, you know, get-togethers, if you will. So she said she was thinking about engaging in one of those sessions with this dude that she'd been feeling. And we pretty much told her, you know, we said, hey, look, you know, you do what you do, but there are going to be ramifications and repercussions for everything. So just make sure you built for that, you know what I mean? Make sure you can handle it, because I guarantee you, no matter what happens, that man is not going to respect you. You know, Gerald, I don't know if you remember that from back in the day, but it was an absolute crazy, crazy situation. You remember which one I'm talking about?
Oh, man, did I know exactly which one you're talking about. And, you know, just like as you said, we told her what would come of it if she did it, and you know, we'll hear what she has to say.
Yeah, man, it's an interesting situation that we got here. So this is what she had to say, and, you know, like I said, if you guys have situations that, you know, this is a live show, it doesn't matter. Y'all can call in 646-200-0366, hit us up in the chat room. You can email me directly at askdadon@gmail.com. You can also create a profile at dadonsplace.net. Hit me up there if you want a little bit more, you know, anonymity. So it is what it is. But this is what she said, and she even went as far as she wanted to be completely anonymous. She created a fake email address. This is what she said. She said, hey, Dadon, I actually emailed you a few months back from a made-up account. I'm emailing you now from my real account because I can't remember the one I made up, but please don't use my name. Anyway, when I last emailed you, I told you that my boyfriend, who's an athlete for one of Philly's professional teams, and he and I were thinking about having a threesome consisting of myself, him, and another male. You all told me that it might not be the best thing to do, but I went ahead and did it anyway because I just wanted to make him happy. Now, I'm not ashamed to admit that I did find some enjoyment out of the act, but overall, it wasn't what I thought it would be. They pretty much just had their way with me, and I hate to say it, but it was nothing more than a train being ran on me. There wasn't anything romantic about it. I could get over that, but the thing that's killing me is that my boyfriend is now my ex, and his attitude towards me has changed instantly. It changed instantly after that. And she said, I could see in his eyes that he didn't like the fact that I was enjoying his partner when the act was going on, but he set it up. I mean, he wouldn't even kiss me afterwards, and he still hasn't. He started being rude to me and calling me out my name, and when it was his idea in the first place for us to have the threesome. Why would he do that to me? Was he never really interested in me? I feel like such a slut every time I think about it. I just don't understand. He begged me to have a threesome, and then he does me like this. Please warn other ladies against this act. I know personally that it's a fantasy of a lot of ladies, but it's just not worth it in the long run. I really should have listened to you all. Well, I mean, and there it is. And I don't like to say, you know, I told you so or anything like that, but so I'm not going to, but y'all get the, you know, you get my point. I mean, we basically did tell her not to do that. So, you know, anytime you guys, you know, want to fulfill these fantasies, you guys just say, hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and do this on my own. I'm going to go ahead and wild out. I mean, like I said, there are going to be consequences. You know, I don't know what you she said, it's not what I expected. I'm not sure what you expected. I mean, it's a train, two dudes and you. And it may have even been more. You said his partner, but well, I guess you did say threesome, so I'm just going to assume it was just two dudes. But, you know, at the end of the day, a train is a train, no matter how you try to spice it up, you know what I mean? You know, you can wrap it up in nice paper, but it's still, you know, it's still what it is. But, Gerald, you know, you remember that one, and I'm going to hear from Dre, and I'm going to take some calls. I'm going to hear from some fellas. A lot of guys hit me up saying they love barbershop talk. Hit us up, fellas. Let us know what you think. 646-200-0366. Ladies, too, what do y'all think about this young woman's actions? I mean, keep it real, y'all. This is the barbershop. This is the realest show in America. I know a lot of y'all have had these fantasies. Everybody's anonymous. If you've thought about having a threesome or you've had a threesome, we don't talk about this stuff often, so we're going to get it in tonight. We're going to keep it real. Hit us up. I want to know. But, Gerald, man, what are your thoughts about this? You think we'll get any callers, you know, keeping it real?
Man, Dayton, I don't know. Probably not. You know, people have comments, but probably won't have anybody, you know, who'll keep it any realer than we will. And, you know, her situation, you know, it's, you know, I don't know. I don't want to call it a sad situation because we told her before it happened. And, you know, you told her from knowing of other men who have experienced it. I told her from firsthand experiences. You know, when I was in college, not going to say it's a football thing or an athlete thing, but a lot of athletes, you know, that's what they do. They have a lot of sex. They run a lot of trains. I was a part of it, you know, more than one occasion, you know, don't know how many occasions. And it's something they know where, you know, you look at the man and you say, well, you know, I want him to like me. The women will say, I want him to like me, or I want to be a part of their clique or whatever the case may be. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, these men are just using these women. And these men, they don't have any respect for these women, as I said before. You know, when I was a part of that culture, you know, I didn't respect these women because I didn't even respect my own self. If I don't respect my own body, you know, why would I respect your body? And that's what ladies have to understand. A man who is willing to run a train on you, I mean, it's just sex. It's nothing but a sexual fantasy, probably as we did in college, looking at porn and whatnot on a nightly basis. Hey, let's do that. Let's be like Mr. Marcus. Let's be like Byron Long. Let's make a porno. And that's the type of things that we did. That's the way we looked at women at that time in our lives. So, I mean, ladies, smarten up. If a man cares about you and loves you, understand that he is not going to share you with his boys, with his homies. He's not going to share you with any other man. But don't be foolish enough to believe that he's going to share you with his best friend, the person that he's going to have to that he's going to be around every single day of his life, the period of his life he's in. It's just not going to happen. So you just have to take it for what it is, a learning experience. And she was honest about it. She said it's a fantasy of hers. It's a fantasy of a lot of women's date on. When we were in school, I mean, women who on campus, women who had already graduated from school. I'm talking, you know, lawyers, teachers. I'm talking, you know, the top, the cream of the cream, you know. Just every woman, now I won't say every woman, I'll take that back. A lot of women, many women have that fantasy. But some things need to just be a fantasy because at the end of the day, you know, me personally, you know, I can speak for myself. I'll never have a problem finding a good woman. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to have that problem. But women, ladies, you know, I can put it out there and say, hey, I did this, and I promise you I still won't have a problem finding a good woman. Take it as being cocky or whatever you want to take it as. I'm just telling you the truth. But ladies, if you put it out there and say, oh, these fellas ran these trains on me and did this and did that, I promise you it's going to be a whole lot harder for you to find a good man.
Shoot, harder, I'd probably say impossible, you know what I mean? Cause, and I mean that, I truly mean that, no offense to anybody listening, but I keep it real, I say what I feel, and I question whether or not they're a good man, you know what I mean, if they would wife up a woman who had ran a train. And when I say a good man, I'm speaking about the elite men, like Gerald said, who will never have a problem dating anybody or finding anybody. I mean, this stuff is real, you know what I mean? You have to have a certain level of insecurity. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you got money, You know what I mean? You money's not an issue, and you know you're like a millionaire, and you could go out and eat steak every night if you wanted to, but you're gonna settle for some nasty oodles and noodles. Like, I mean, why would you do that? Now, when I was in college, I used to have, you know, I lived on a very poor man's budget for a while, like, at certain times throughout college. I mean, I would go buy a whole thing of noodles and try to spice it up with some tuna fish in it, put some seasonings in it. You know what I mean? It was actually kind of good after a while when you broke. But the point is, at this point, I don't have to do that. You feel what I'm saying? Men who can get any woman they want, like Gerald just said, why would you want a whore or a woman you perceive to be a whore or was a whore or a past whore? It's kind of like when you can afford a new car. Why would you go buy a broke-down car? Yeah, it might run okay, but why would you want it? You feel what I'm saying? Dre, get into that for a second, man. We're going to take some calls in a minute, but what are your thoughts on this situation? What's going on?
I do want to shout out Gerald for keeping it real. He definitely, you know, kept it 100, you know. Basically, you know, y'all told him what it was going to be. You know, I too was an athlete, like Gerald said, and, you know, I participated in that too as well, you know, once in my life. And we didn't respect the girl. We didn't respect ourselves. We was in that stage where, you know, we was just trying to get as many as possible in that dog stage that you talk about a lot. And, you know, like he said, we'll still be able to find a woman that's going to look past that and say it's in the past and whatever. They actually expect it. You know, it is a double standard world we live in. You know, it's not okay for a woman to do that in a guy's eyes, but, you know, it's just expected that, you know, men are going to have a lot of sexual partners, a very checkered sexual past, and, you know, you'll get over it because it's just, that's what is expected of us. I mean, I know it's not good, but that's just how it is. So no man is going to wife up somebody who's, you know, who's openly talking about getting trains, who has trains ran on her, or who wants to get a train ran on her. No one is going to do that, and he's just going to look at you like a jump off, and that's it. Keep it moving.
Let's do this, and that's real talk. I mean, but that's from a male perspective. You know, I do want to go to the phone lines. We actually have a special guest on the line who I want to go to, and it's real talk. She goes by the name of Sierra, but I want to talk to her in a second to get her perspective. I believe she's actually engaged in a threesome, and this is going to be pretty interesting. Before we go to her, let's go to the phone lines, open up the lines. I got my man T. Smitty here. T. Smitty, what's your take on this, man? What you know, have you engaged in trains, threesomes, whatever you want to call it? How would you view women like this? What do you think about this young woman's situation that she wrote in about?
First, thanks for having me on. I have engaged in a trains and a menage before. The trains, I'm telling you, women, you are nothing more than a chew toy for those men. You are nothing but a plaything. They're going to do the parlor tricks, the eat the Dougie, the tagging, to say, look, Ma, no hands. They can do all kind of stuff in the mirror.
He said the Dougie. He said, why are you smashing it off doing the Dougie? Look, Ma, no hands. Wow. T. Smitty, you a wild dude, man.
Yeah. So what happens is we see you in the street. You're like, oh, yeah, we ran a train on that freak, that hole right there. Oh, every time we get together, dudes that had a train. You like that fishing story you see on TV, the three guys around a big fish, the 100-pound catfish. We're going to talk about it every time.
Right.
And my thing is, I say one more thing, Dana, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I got to give you props on the show because I like every guy. Like, I, you know, some stuff that you, Gerald, Dre, Taz say. And, like, we use stuff that we all say. And I felt like that I learned from and we all learn from each other. And I think that these other shows need to learn from that also.
Hey, T. Smitty, man, I do appreciate you, man. You keep it real. You call in every night, man. You always really have some great views. And one of the reasons why I do this is because I like just – I'm like a guy's guy. I like just sitting around having a couple drinks, chilling on the basketball court, you know, going to the clubs, whatever the situation is, and just talking to guys, busting up with the guys. I'm in a frat. I like having a night. We just all bust it up. And I do this for the ladies because those are conversations that y'all are never going to be privy to. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you're a first-time listener, you know what I'm saying, you're probably like, wow, I never really heard guys talk like this as if women aren't even in the room. I mean, y'all listen across America, but you feel what I'm saying? This is that barbershop talk. This stuff that guys talk about, and you're not going to hear too many debates. You're not going to hear too many arguments. You know what I'm saying? Is because this is how, you know, I only really associate with those elite men, those good dudes out here. And good dudes, they usually think on a certain type of way, on a certain level. So that's pretty much what it is. And just to tell a quick story before we go back to the phone lines and we get into our guest of this evening, I got to, you know, keep it real, man. There was one time I've seen a lot of stuff. I participated in a lot of stuff. And in college, there was one time I was in a room. It actually was my dorm room. And there was this girl, and they were playing this game, and she was blindfolded. And she was literally going around the room giving everybody head. You know what I mean? And I looked at we're just all looking like, wow, this chick is a freak. And she was a very attractive young woman. And I'll keep it real. I'm being totally honest with you. That's not, I wasn't even aroused. You feel what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, no, I'm good, sweetheart. And everybody else got it except me and my other homie. He was like, no, we just like, oh, I'm straight. You know what I mean? It just wasn't appealing to us. Just, you know, I kind of felt sorry for her, honestly. But, you know, the point of it is, you know, she would never, ever be looked at by anybody. No matter, I mean, even if I saw her now, she would never be looked at as a respectable woman. And I'm not just being mean, I'm just being honest. You feel what I'm saying? I don't care if she had on a freaking nun's outfit. I would still be like, look at that freak. Because the things she was doing, and my point is, ladies, some of y'all, you know, that stuff y'all do, it really does stick with you. You know, I'm just being honest with you. You know what I mean? And shout out to the fellas. If y'all feel differently, you might want to wipe up somebody. I mean, here, hit us up. It's all good. It's all love if you disagree. But I don't personally know any men who would wife up a woman who did those things, who would be going around the room giving, like, 7 or 8 guys head, and then one dude smashed right there in front of, like, a room full of 10 dudes. You feel what I'm saying? Like, right there. He's just, like, smashing. I'm like, wow, y'all some wild dudes. Dre, I mean, would you? I mean, what you think about that story, man? That's something you how would you look at her?
Nah, I know it's not, it's funny, but it's not funny. I mean, it's just, like, damn, like.
It's real.
She did that. It happens, like, it happens all across the world. Every college, it's a girl out there. It's somebody right now in summer school doing that. I mean, it's bad, but, you know, it happens. And these ladies, they got to realize that it's, you know, it may be all fun and you know, you're enjoying your college life, but. Like you said, that sticks with you. Those same dudes go around telling everybody how it went down. They probably taping it. You know, and like we said, those tapes circulate through the phones the way that these phones are these days. It can come from California all the way to Jersey within a couple of minutes, and everybody know what kind of person you are and what you was doing. So you just got to be careful, you know, so you can keep that, you know, clean slate and not have everybody look at you like a slut.
Right, and that's what it is, a slut. I mean, and she, matter of fact, what she say, man? She said, look, she said, I felt like a slut. She said, it wasn't romantic, nothing romantic about it. He didn't even kiss me afterwards. His attitude towards me changed instantly. Well, I mean, what did you think? And I got to be honest with y'all, ladies. There was this, man, I'm going to tell you another story. I wish it was like a 5-hour show. There's so many stories. There was this dude. I went to IUP. Some of y'all, you know, up there in Pittsburgh, in that area, western Pennsylvania, there was this dude who was pimping this girl out, and she didn't even know she was being pimped. I mean, just follow me for a second. This dude knew this freak who was down to do anything, and he said, and I guess she was cool with him, and she was just known, and you know what I mean, for being that chick. He would have his friend, he would call her over, and then call his friends over and charge his friends like $50 just to set up the environment for her to be there, for him to be there. And he would, sometimes he would participate, sometimes he would just conveniently excuse him out the room. But he was pimping her. She didn't know that money was being exchanged, but these dudes would pay $50 to $75 just to be in that room with her, and just, you know what I'm saying, at that certain time. And, I mean, she didn't even know she was being looked at as a whore. She just thought, oh, I'm sexually free. I get mines in, you know, I'm sexually liberated, I'm a female pimp, all types of ridiculous things that we used to hear back in the day, and it's still here today, actually, probably more so than we heard them back then. Gerald, what do you think about those couple of stories I just told real quick? How realistic are those, you know, in your experiences?
Oh, man, Dadon, I mean, it's pretty much nothing that you can tell me that I won't be able to co-sign to as far as seeing, maybe participating in, or knowing about firsthand, some one way or the other, my friends, whatever. I mean, I know it's real. I don't question you even a little bit, because I know it's real. And you're right. it's a huge double standard. I mean, even if you look at, listen to the music and whatnot, then you'll hear Usher or somebody talking about, you know, having a menage. You will hear some rappers talking about running trains, things of that nature. But you will never hear a female singer or a female rapper talking about, you know, having a train ran on her. You're just not going to hear that because it's a double standard. Now, some of these fellas are proud of what they've done and what they did. You know, I wouldn't go that far with it. The things that I've done, I'm not going to say I'm proud of it, but I will say I'm not ashamed of it. And ladies, understand, most men aren't going to be ashamed of it, and probably because they know that it's really not going to affect them one way or the other in the long run. Yes, there'll be a few women who are going to say, you know what, no, I can't get down with him because he did this, he did that. But at the end of the day, the vast majority, as Dre said, will overlook that because men and women look at respect in totally different ways. Men hold your respectability as far as how you slept with men and whatnot to a very high standard, whereas women hold respect in their eyes more along the lines of, can a man support me? Does he hold it down for the family? It's just that the mindset of men and women are so different when it comes to certain things. Most women expect men to have been sort of wild. I have done this or done that. You know, I ran across a woman who told me, this was today. She said, you know what, we were discussing this earlier. She said, it really doesn't make a difference if he ran trains or if he slept with 50 women. It's still the same thing. He still got it in, you know, so I don't care which that he did. They're both just as wrong. So, and that's the case with most men. Most men have slept with lots and lots of women. Lots of men have ran trains. Most women don't decipher between the two. It's all about what they can do for me in the long run. Have they gotten past that stage? And will I be able to look at him and say, you know what, he takes care of home.
I got to be honest with you, ladies. I don't know if y'all saw Paid in Full with Mekhi Phifer and that scene where he was Mekhi Phifer and Cam'ron, and Cam was showing the, you know, the tape of him smashing, and about a whole room full of dudes just watching him smash. I mean, everybody has seen tapes like that. You feel me? Everybody. I have, Gerald has, T. Smitty has, Dre has, Taz has. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Every man on the face of the earth in today's society has seen stuff like that. So, ladies, some of those tapes are you. So, and those women do not get treated with respect. Those women are not looked at like, oh, okay, wow, you know, she's a cool woman or she's a respect. No, they're looked at as hoes. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and give you all a false sense of security. Like, all right, well, you know, she's just a respectable woman who just happens to be a freak. I mean, it's cool. I'm not knocking y'all. No disrespect, but that's just how men see you. But let's go to the phone line. As a matter of fact, I got my girl Honest Fire here. Honest Fire, what's going on with you tonight?
I'm chilling, loving the show, of course. I really, really do feel you guys' advice. I feel like if somebody can give you perspective on something that you don't know, like, you definitely need to take advantage of it. And, like, just, like, huge props to you guys. Like, I've just recently took you guys' advice about, you know what I mean, just not really kidding yourself. But I'm a type of person, I need to see my future every day. And in certain situations, if you're put in and you all you can see is the past or 5 minutes ago or the hurt that you had before, like, you can't really move on from that. So, like, I feel for the shorty, and I would say, I would give advice to women, like, men who only want sex will come at you like it's an urgency. You got to do this. They'll make it seem like it's the most important thing in the world. But a man who really wants you will make you feel comfortable with any decision he ever asks you for. It's never, well, you want to do this? He'll really like it. I really like it. Blah, blah, blah. Is this what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear? Will this make you do it? Like, please, ladies, like if you guys are giving out this good advice, take it. And definitely I'm going to see everybody Emotional Reactions this Saturday. Check out emotionalreactions.net. The website is amazing.
Oh, appreciate it, Honest. I'm going to see you. Come up to me. If I don't see you, definitely come up and say what's up. I'm going to be there. Me and Danny will be there on Saturday over at down there on Temple's campus. But this is, in case you're just tuning in, this is the Barbershop Talk Tuesdays special edition of swinging, trains, threesome, menages, you know, whatever y'all want to call it, we're talking about it tonight. So enjoy it while you can. We don't, you know, have whole shows dedicated to sex a lot of times, but this stuff is out there. And one of the reasons why we're the realest show in America is because we talk about everything. On Thursday, I'm doing a special on domestic violence. So, you know what I mean? It's not too many shows that's going to be that diverse, that just jump from one end of the spectrum to the other in just in a matter of days. So it is what it is. But let's go to the lines. I got one of our special guest callers here, and from the 215 area, and I want to talk to her from her perspective. From 215-281, welcome to Barbershop Tuesdays on the Dayton Tolbert Show.
Hello.
Welcome. Who is this? What's your name? What can we call you? I don't know if you want to be anonymous or what. What can we call you?
Candace.
All right, cool. Candace, what's going on, man? What's your situation like? I mean, I know your man, Kyrie put you in touch with me as far as your experiences with tonight's topic. I'm going to let you just jump into it. What have your experiences been with menages, threesomes, trains? What have you experienced?
I had a threesome with two guys before, but, I mean, I'm not necessarily a hoe. I mean, that's how they probably was looking at it, but we was actually going out. It was to me and two brothers. We was going out. We went out. They took me out. They took me shopping. It didn't last long, of course. It's not like it was going to be a relationship. I mean, they gave me what I gave them, and it was just that. Ever since I stopped talking to them, I haven't seen them again, and I'm not going to look back or go try to find them ever again. So, you know what I'm saying? If they do ever see me again, I mean, who cares?
Right, I feel not knocking you at all. You know what I mean? Definitely. What was your mentality like when you were dating the one dude, and how did they approach you? Because this isn't about judging. Just in case you're new to the show, like we like to just keep it real. And you tell us what happened. Like, what was your mind like? What was his mind like? Like, what was the conversation like from a female perspective? Like, was that a fantasy you had? Like, where were you at mentally?
It was a fantasy that I had, but I would have never, ever tried if I wasn't, like, dating him. So me and him were dating for a little bit. We were going out and shit. Me and him were fucking, too. So we were already fucking, and he introduced me to his brother. And he asked me, I said, yeah, like, I don't know what it was at that moment when they asked me, but I'm like, why not? Let me be spontaneous and
so he just asked you. He just approached you, like, and real quick too. Can we try to keep it PG for the listeners though?
No,
it's all good. It's all good. We do keep it real, but you know, we got a couple sponsors. So, but keep it real. Like, how did they approach you? Did he just say, "Hey, y'all were getting it in, you and him," and he just said, "Hey, look, I like to involve, you know, my brother."
Mm-hmm. He asked me, and I told him no. And then next time I saw him, he introduced me to his brother.
And then you just gave in?
I was like, okay, he's cute. You know, I try it. And we did the thing. And I liked it.
So what happened? Like, let's get into it. I mean, y'all set it up. Y'all, you know, he came over. Y'all set up a date to do it.
We didn't really set it up. I just agreed to it, you know, when he introduced us. I said, okay, you know, he's cute. I said, all right, I'll do it. And then next time that I saw him, me and him was getting it in, and then his brother came over, and I'm like, oh, all right. Like, I was a little scared at first, but then I got comfortable real soon.
So he just came over while y'all were doing it?
Yeah, and we did it again, and I liked it the second time. I mean, it didn't last no more than a couple of weeks, but it was fun. We was going out and stuff, having fun.
Was it now in the advice question that we heard? She said he didn't really kiss her after that. Was y'all kissing, or was there intimacy, or
yeah,
just?
Well, the one that I was dating at first, he kissed me before and after, and he still continued to kiss me. The brother never kissed me.
This is interesting, guys. Real quick, I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. I know my man Gerald has some questions for you, Gerald. You got Candace here on the line. Any questions you got for her about her perspective on this train that she had, man?
Well, Dayton, I mean, you know, she's pretty much understands that. You know, she says she doesn't care how those men would look at her. It doesn't matter. It's something that happened. It happened. She enjoyed it. You know, if they look at her as a whole freak, they probably will. She acknowledges that, but she doesn't care. So my one question to her would be, you know, just as, you know, a lot of people know me, I said to the world, you know, hey, this is what happened. Hey, it is what it is. Take me or leave me. Would she be willing to meet a man and say to that man, hey, I had trains ran on me quite a few times with some brothers, you know, and would she be willing to say that to a man, or would she go into a relationship with a man and say, you know what, that's in my past, what he doesn't know won't hurt me, he doesn't need to know anything about it. So that's the thing that's what I want to know. If you do it, are you woman enough to own up to it if another man that you really care about comes along and you just know that he doesn't like that, he can't detest it, would you be willing to say, you know what, I had trains ran on me?
Well, she's here. She's listening. She's here. What's your, Candace, you heard this question.
If it was somebody I really cared about, no, I would never. I would deny it. Even if he heard it somewhere, I would still deny it.
Wow. So you wouldn't keep it real?
And I wouldn't do it again. Like, even if I seen the same person, like, I had fun that one time, but it's not something you can just keep doing over and over again. Like,
would you?
It was fun while I lasted, and that's it. It's done. I wouldn't even own up to it, no.
Damn. Somebody in the chat room wanted me to ask. They said, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay, and when this happened, you were how old?
I was 23.
Oh, this was like last week when you say, like, no, I'm just messing with you.
Last year.
Like, all right, that's cool. Nah, that's what's up. So, if somebody, you would never engage in a threesome at this point in your life anymore?
It would have to be with a girl, like, not with two dudes. That's a little bit much. Like, I don't need all that anymore.
So let's just be real. So you're just a freak.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get it in.
With a girl, yes. I would even do it like with a girl and a guy, like. I would do that, like, for my dude or something like that.
So are you attracted to women now? Like, is that something, when you walk down the street, do you be like, damn, she got a fat ass?
Yeah.
Are you gay, or are you just bisexual? Would you call yourself bisexual?
I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm bisexual. I like talking to girls, but I wouldn't get serious with a girl. It would just be, it's all sexual, that's it, with females.
Gotcha. Okay, Dre, man, I want to, real quick, guys, y'all, I mean, take advantage of this. Y'all have questions coming. The phone lines are crazy. You mind taking some, a couple questions, Candace?
No, it's okay. I'll take some questions.
Cool. I know my man Dre is here. You know, Dre, you got any questions for our caller who's keeping it 100% real, realer than, you know what I mean? He might have probably kept it real on the show before.
I mean, I probably would have asked the same question that Jarrell asked, but it's like this. You know, she says she doesn't care how everything went down, but she does care, because if she didn't care, she would just say it, you know, keep it 100 with whoever, even though the outcome, you never know what way it's going to go. It could go the other way. He might be able to overlook it. I doubt it, but it is that chance, but you do care. So, you know, it seems like it's that, you know, small part of you that has that shame. Now, you know, you never know what those guys are telling other people about you as well, because, you know, guys do talk. Like we said, it's the barbershop. You know, if they ran a train on you a couple of times and then it ended, they go on and talking about it in the barbershops and with their people, and their people are talking. And if it was a guy like me and I heard, like, yeah, blah, 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 you know, she ran trains, if I met you, that's what I'd be thinking. I'd be trying to, you know, hit it, and that be all. So you just got to worry about, just got to be careful how, you know, the word gets around and how it spreads, and, you know, what guys perceive you as. That's all.
Candace, do you have any fear of that, of how men perceive? Well, I guess you do. That's why you said you wouldn't keep it real. You would just kind of deny it. I'm sorry, Candace.
If anybody asks me, then, you know, I'm a deny it either way, but. If it was somebody that maybe they knew or saw me with them, like, I mean, I could really care less. You can think of me however you want to think of me. I'm not going to be with you. You don't have to take me serious, so I'm not your problem.
Gotcha.
You know what
I mean?
So there's lots of guys that want to take me serious, and this is, you know what I'm saying? Even if I meet somebody today or tomorrow, you never know. They'll never know those two guys, never meet up with them.
Let me ask you this. How many, I mean, it might as well, you've been being real about everything else. How many dudes you been with in your life? You know what I mean? Like, what's your number looking like? Keep it real. I mean, it is what it is.
It's in the teens.
You say how much? I'm sorry?
It's in the teens.
Oh, in the team. Okay, cool. In the team. All right.
I don't have more than 20.
15?
I don't have more than 20.
All right, cool. We can leave it at that. We can definitely leave it at that. So if you asked, you know, if your husband asked you, you know, how many men you've been with, you know, obviously you wouldn't tell them about the trains, but would you lower that? Because a lot of women, if they're in the teens, they subtract, and they like to keep it under 10. Would you, you know, you probably tell them, like, number 8, number 9, something like that?
No, I pretty much keep it real on that note.
Okay. On that. All right, cool. Well, let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold for a little bit because we got a couple other special guests. But, again, guys, you're listening to Barbershop Talk Tuesdays on the Dayton Tolbert Show, and I cannot stress enough, this is the realest show in America. Hit us up in the chat room at daytonsplace.net. Go ahead, get in there, guys. Chat it up. Let us know what you think. Or hit us up, 646-200-0366. T. Smitty, what are your thoughts about our caller, Candace?
Man, she kept it real, but I do agree what Dre said about if she really didn't care, she would be straight up about it. And because my thing is that man may overlook it, but you got to give him the chance and respect to overlook it. If he finds out and know you lied about it, he has no chance. But
gotcha.
I do have a question. First, I feel like a man really loves and cares about you, he won't share you with a man or a woman. But ask her, do you feel like with, like, how many men you've been with and, you know, you get down with the women and done the train thing, do you feel like that you could be wifey material if a guy turns you down because of that? Would you really be upset about it?
Kenz, I'll let you answer that, Kenz.
Yes.
What's your answer to that question?
Yes, I would definitely be upset. If it was somebody that I was really digging, I would definitely. I mean, I can't say I'm proud of what I did, but I had fun. I'm not going to regret it because at that point in time, that's what I wanted to do. I was single, and I was enjoying my single life. So, I mean, everything is not for everybody. Everybody has bones in their closets, and people will never know. And if you saw me, you would never think that I'm that type of girl because I look like a little innocent little girl. I look so young.
Man,
guys think that I'm so innocent when they meet me, so they never even ask the question. Like, you would never think that I would do something like that.
Would you do that for your husband? Would you allow your husband to, what if he had a friend, you know what I mean, wanted to?
Well, with somebody that I was actually, like that.
Well, here, you were going in and out for a second. Go ahead, you're back.
Okay, cool.
Okay, she's not back. All right, we're going to go ahead. We lost our caller, Candace, for a second. Hopefully we'll get her back on the line. But I want to go ahead and go to the phone lines and understand everybody's anonymous. Everybody is 100% just able to keep it real and be free and say, I mean, even if you're just a regular caller, you want to call and you're listening, you know that you've done some freaky things in your life. Hit us up. This is the place to do it. This is the show. You're not going to hear this stuff on Mike Bazin or Steve Harvey. Only here on the Dayton Tolbert Show you're going to hear this level of realness. Let's go to another caller. We got somebody from the 215, another caller from Philly, 888-888 number. Welcome to the Dayton Tolbert Show. Who's this? Or what name would you like to go by? Put it like that.
This is Tracy.
Tracy. What's up, Tracy? What's going on? You know what we're talking about. You've been listening. You know, that was our caller, Candace, on the line, who kept it 100% real about some of her experiences being intimate and engaging in threesomes or trains or whatever you'd like to call them. What has your experience been with trains, threesomes, menages? Just jump right into it wherever you see fit.
I've had some experiences, and I just wanted to share with the gentleman that was online about something he has said. I think if you have a threesome, that it's not considered having a train being pulled on you.
So would you consider two men and you is not a train?
I mean, if you have an agreement with these two people, and I mean, it depends on how you're doing it. I mean, to me, if someone's pulling a train on somebody, I would say that the woman would have to be laying there and people are coming in and out the room and actually, you know, doing things to this person. I think a threesome is a threesome and a train is a train. I think a threesome is if you make an agreement with these two people and you indulge in some sexual acts and you do it with each other and all three of you are doing it, I'm not necessarily calling that being called a train on someone.
Let me ask you.
I mean,
this
basically, what's the difference in two men and what's the difference in doing it with a man and a woman? A threesome is a threesome to me.
Well, now let me ask you this, though. But you said as far as an arrangement goes, but and technically, I mean, even if it is men coming out, there's still an arrangement. I mean, it's not, this woman isn't being raped. You know what I mean? It's always
right,
some type
right.
of arrangement. So.
Right. I mean, that's just my opinion.
So you say, let's break it down for us a little bit. Like I said, everybody's anonymous. You can feel free to keep it 100% real with what happened. Can maybe tell us a story. How did your situation come about?
When I was in my, I'm 39, and when I was in my 20s, my late 20s, I had a threesome with two men. It was something that was talked about over and over again. I didn't just go in and do it. It was something that I had to actually get the heart up to do, actually. And I did it, and I liked it, actually. I would never do it again because that situation there was something that I had just done at that moment. And, you know, that's not something I would do again, but I did like it when I did do it.
Now, when you liked it, how did it go down? How did they set – I mean, were you dating – you heard the young woman, she was saying, you know, she was dating the one guy, and then he approached his brother, and they, you know, approached her, and she was not cool with that at first. But was that a similar way it went down with you?
No,
or how did that
I was upset with the person I was with at the time. I had a boyfriend at the time who I'm not with anymore today. I was upset with him, and I had these two male friends, and that was just something they did all the time. You know, they used to – be with females and film them and things like that, and you know, and they would say, you know, Trey, come do this with us, and I say no, you know, and honestly, I'm an open-minded person, so I used to like watch their videos that they used to have and things like that. So I used to be like, well, no, I'm not doing it. You're not taping me. So, make a long story short, I ended up doing it. I wasn't taped or anything, and I made sure of that. But it just kind of like one day I just got the heart up and just I'm kind of like spontaneous. So some things that I do spontaneously, and I just did it, you know. Just,
and you enjoyed it. So,
you know,
what was it like after? Was there any type of intimacy? Was there kissing or cuddling or no?
No cuddling. There wasn't any cuddling at all afterwards. It was just like, you know, when it was over, it was over. There was kissing involved. There was a little bit of everything involved, actually. It just went down. You know,
a little bit of everything.
Real nasty. It just got nasty and freaky, I guess you could say.
Well, this is what we got to do. We got to make this the greatest show in America. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How nasty? What went on? Because a lot.
It was kissing. It was sexing. It was kissing. It was sexing. It was touching. It was licking. It was, you know, everything. I licked them. They licked me, and you know, we licked each other, and
wow.
They did it to me. I did it to them.
Huh? All right, it's interesting. Dre, not Dre, Gerald. What are you? You said she's a 39-year-old young woman who did this. Any feedback for any questions? Any what do you got?
You know, she's a little older, so she said it happened about, you know, 12 years ago, and things may have been a little different back then.
I said that one happened 12 years ago, but go ahead.
Oh, it's more than one. I didn't know that. Excuse me, but you know, 12 years ago, you know, all of the kissing and licking from everybody, and you know, that was something. I guess these fellas, you know, they were truly just, you know, really some freaks, and it was a little more erotic. I guess I'd put it that way. In most cases, you know, these men aren't, there is no licking of the female and whatnot.
I don't know. I know those fellas to this day, and they're still doing it.
Yeah,
they're not doing it with me, but they're still doing it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, those two guys, I mean, there was something else. And while all women would consider all men who do this just nasty, you know, fellas would look at those fellas and say, those are some nasty fellas. Those fellas who are doing, you know, licking women who they're running trains on and stuff. Other fellas would say, oh, those dudes are nasty. You know, most fellas who run the trains and whatnot, they don't get down like that. Into it, you know, and whereas you said a menage and the train, it's all the same. No, it's not the same. Cause, you know, I'm gonna tell you, when everybody else looks at it as a train, everybody can, all men consider it a train. That's what it is. And we walked around campus and whatnot, and the fellas they start it. Put their arms up and down like they were a conductor of a train, and they'd go around campus saying choo choo, and you knew what time it was when they made that call and did that signal with their arm. You know, that's what was going down tonight. It was a train. That's why they call it train. So, you know, it's not the same. I don't agree with you on that line. But, you know, those fellas, though, I'm going to go out on the limb and say those are some nasty dudes.
Let me do this. Now, we got our caller, Tracy, who you said, and I got to get into this a little bit because I'm going to explore this a little bit more. You said that one was about 20 years ago. What have you been doing recently as far as threesomes?
I mean, I haven't, like, yesterday done anything, but during my lifetime, I've been with a set of swingers before. I've been with some, you know, I've been with a female. So, I've dipped and dabbed with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but each time that I have done it, I was single at the time. Being in a relationship, I wouldn't do it in a relationship.
Well, let's talk. Well, you just opened up Pandora's box, right? We got to talk about that. You said swingers, because that's something that we don't hear about too often in a mainstream way. Let's talk about that. What is that like? What was it? What was your experience with? You said you were with a couple. I mean, just for some people who are totally ignorant to the swinging lifestyle, break it down. What is it? How does it work? What did you do?
Swinger. Well, the swingers, the couple that I knew, they're a married couple, and they call it a girlfriend. That's what they want. They want a girlfriend for their lifestyle. Usually those type of people get along very well. They don't have disagreements when it comes to bringing someone from the outside in. And they're usually pretty particular. They just don't bring anyone in. They it's like they're scouting. You know, they go out and they scout what they want. And the couple that I was with, you know, they actually scouted me for about 2.5 years because I wouldn't do it. You know, I just wouldn't do it. And I would, you know, they would compliment me, both the man and the female, the husband and the wife. You know, she would say, "You're beautiful," and he would say, "You're beautiful." And then, you know, as time goes on and you are by yourself or you are single, you know, it gets to you after a while. You know, two people telling you you're single, it kind of like makes you feel like, you know, it's her and him telling me that. So it's a whole different feeling. It's a difference.
So go ahead. So I was just gonna. I mean, but you can please continue. It's very interesting.
Well, normally the couple will take you out, or you know, take you out to like an extravagant dinner, or you know, take you somewhere. You'll go away to another city or something like that, and then you get this like big hotel room. And usually it's people with money. You know, it's usually a couple with money because they have to be able to afford you to do something like that. You know, so. And then you get together, and then you kind of like you're pleasing both of them, both of the people, the man and the female, and it's like they're treating you like they would treat the person, myself, as I'm their Barbie doll.
So you said that they have to be able to afford you, did they pay you to do this?
The first time I did it, I was paid.
How much were you paid? Can you say?
All together, it was like a two-day event. It was about $700.
Damn. That's what, so, I mean, it's like a website. I mean, how do you get into that? How do you somebody in a chat
room? I didn't. It's like I walked into it, and the couple really tried for like maybe 2.5-3 years. It went on for a long time. I didn't see them every weekend, but whenever I would run into them or, you know, they would see me, you know, I would, you know, they would proposition me, and I would always say no and always say no, and they didn't give up.
Wow. And this, you're from Philly?
Yes.
Somebody, and again, more people, people are very, we heard in an advice question earlier in the show, a young woman was asking about whether or not she should engage in a swinging type of event at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Philadelphia. And, you know, some people want to know. I mean, there's like this underground swinging thing. I mean, how do people get in touch with that? How do people find you? I mean, they just approach you. I mean, I've never been approached. Nobody ever invited me. I know a lot of women, they've never been approached. Like, what was it about you that they just said, hey, you know what, we want you to have sex with both of us? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I can't answer that. That question I can't answer because to this day I still don't know. I haven't done this in a while, like maybe a couple years. However, I do still get approached. I don't know what it is about me or why I get approached, or I hear that I have a certain look, or, you know, I make certain face expressions. I don't know, but I do still get approached. And like you said, something happened at the Marriott. I don't know, people just tell you about stuff like that because I hear about those kind of things. So people, you hear it from here to there. Now, also, I do like bartending and things like that. So maybe that's another way people talk about those kind of things. But I really don't know how it actually came to me. It just all of a sudden somebody would say it to me, or, you know. I don't know. I can't answer it. That's the one question I can't answer.
Wow. Walk me through. Okay, I'm you, and you are the woman approaching, you know what I mean? What was said? What did you, I'm you, you know what I'm saying? Approach me, proposition me the way you were propositioned.
They would say, they would just be like, you're beautiful. I think you're really beautiful.
Okay, and you say, okay, thanks.
And I would say thank you. And I would smile and say thank you and then walk away. And then, you know, you're sitting somewhere and then you see the woman telling the man and then you walk by again and then she goes to her husband, isn't she beautiful? You know, it starts something like that. That's how that one started. I could tell you that off.
But how did the actual proposition, like, so we'd like you to, you know what I'm saying? What did they say?
Oh, gosh. What did they say? I don't know. I guess you get a couple drinks and then, you know, they start propositioning you. Would you like to come home with us? Or let's all go out and get something to eat. Or let's all go have a drink together. And, you know, if you see a husband and a wife and they're inviting you to come out with them, they're
gotcha.
Not they don't gotcha. Get
so it's very discreet. Now I understand. Okay. Wow. So would you consider
they don't come right out and say, come on, let's go to bed together. You know,
right.
I mean, you have some ignorant people that do that. But, you know, the conservative people usually, they're a little, they give you trick words to see if you're actually going to do it, you know.
Let me ask you this. How do you see yourself? Do you consider yourself to be, or are you in a relationship now?
No.
No, okay. How do you see it? Do you consider yourself to be like a wifey material, like I'm somebody's future wife, or are you just going to continue living this this certain lifestyle?
No, I'm wifey material. And I would tell my person of interest that I've done what I've done, and I have told that I've done what I've done.
And how did they react? You said, I mean, that's interesting. Cause,
it's a hit or miss. Either you're going to accept it or you're not. You know, I had a life before I met you, and you had a life before you met me. So, you know.
I'm just out of curiosity. I got to be honest with you. Do you think that there's a man out there who would say, you know what, I understand you're a swinger. You've had what he would probably call a train ran on you. Do you really think there's a man that would say, you know what, I want you to be my wife?
Yes, I know for sure.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm not being smart or facetious. I'm really just asking because that's interesting because you've heard how, you know, all the men on this panel have felt about it, but you feel differently. So definitely, it's interesting. I think
I'm not saying about feeling. I'm saying it by experience.
Well, now experience. You're saying experience. Did they put a ring on you? Did they marry you or?
Well, I've been engaged and I broke off the engagement, but yes.
Okay.
Honestly, yes.
Okay, not knocking it at all. Gerald Howard, what are your thoughts on? Before we let her go, any questions, comments for our candid, very candid caller?
Hey, Tracy is a freak, man. I'm not knocking it, but it is what it is. But, you know, as far as her thing about, you know, men wanting to marry her, she considers herself wifey material. Oh, every woman should consider themselves wifey material. The key is, does that man consider you wifey material? Now, she says yes. She says a lot of men have, you know, it's either a hit or a miss. These men, she's told men they've been turned off by it and went away. And other men, they've been okay with it. But here's the thing. Some men are going to be okay with it because they know in the back of their mind that, hey, this is just sex. She's probably an attractive lady. They know she's a freak. Men like to have freaks. They like to have a freak on the side. She said, well, once she was engaged, she called off the engagement.
I've been engaged more than once,
Even still, let me finish, please. Even still, if you've been engaged more than once, that makes it even worse. I mean, that's a problem. You have to understand that when you're engaging in these type of activities, I mean, it affects you. It affects you as a person, and it affects your personality, your emotional availability or lack of availability. So,
okay, I'm gonna cut you for a second. If I'm not honest with you, and I don't tell you that I've done these things, you would never know. You would never know that I've done these things. I didn't.
But
I don't tell you that I've done it, you would never know that I've done it. So would you rather me lie to you and get engaged or marry you and spend the rest of our lives together and you don't know these things about me? Or would you rather me just be honest and say, look, I've done some things. You know, these are some of the things I've done in my life.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm not knocking it. I respect you more for being honest than I would respect somebody who would lie about it, because it's nothing that I've done that I'm going to be too ashamed to say. I mean, you know, I may not be proud of things, but I'm not ashamed of it. And I respect you for what you're doing. But what I'm saying to you is it will make a difference. And, no, I'm not saying you should lie. You should not lie. But, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you say you're watching material. I expect that you want to be married one day in your life. And I believe you said you're 39 years old right now. That you can admit it or not, but I'm telling you, the things that you have done have played a part in the reason that you're 39 and single.
I'm single by choice.
All right.
I honestly, I'll tell you right now, I swear by my right hand to God, I'm definitely single by choice.
Well, no disrespect, but I mean, everybody, there are not too many women who are going to say, you know what, I'm single, I'm lonely. I'm not saying you're alone, but I'm just saying, who's going to say I'm single not by choice? There aren't too many women that will admit that, though. Everybody's quote-unquote single
you're
by
right.
choice.
You're right. You're definitely right about that, but I'm letting you know that I am definitely single by choice.
Can we got a couple more callers, which are, this is absolutely off the chain, but we asked our last caller, how many people have you been with in your life, if you don't mind sharing it?
Well, I did the one swinger thing, and I've been with a female once, and I did the male thing I told you about, that was three times, and then I have been married. I've been in a long-term relationship, so I can count on my hand, you know, or two hands actually, on how many people I've been with in my life.
So less than 10.
I'd say about 9.
You say about 9?
I say about 9 people.
Nine people.
I haven't
total.
Done that through 9 males.
Oh, okay, 9 males. Gotcha. So you've had. Let me ask you this: I assume you've had just sex with women, not outside of threesomes.
One time. That was just something real spontaneous. I really didn't like that too much.
What was that like? How do you have sex with a woman? Like, I mean, not, I'm just playing the devil's advocate.
Not sex.
But, I mean,
it wasn't necessarily sex with her. It was just, you know, a little kissing here. I mean, I don't think I didn't go full fledged with her. I think like maybe some women do out here.
Strap on?
Right.
You didn't do all that. Okay, gotcha. No, we keep
I've done that in the swinger thing, but I haven't done it like just go out here and get a woman and be with her. I can't do that. I'd have to have a man in my life. If I'm going to have someone in my life and I do choose to be with someone, honestly, I do have people that actually do want to be with me, and I think because some of the things that I have done, like the gentleman that said on the other end, has created a thing where I think that it's going to be held up against me. I think that they're going to hold that against me or judge me because of what I have done. That's part of the reason why I'm single right now. But I have a line out the door, you know, and I do have people that actually, you know, would like me to settle down with them and things like that, but I don't want to do it. I'm not ready for it.
When will you be ready? What will it take for you to be ready to settle down?
I don't know, and I haven't been doing anything. I haven't been swinging or anything like that. I don't know. I'm trying to do what I do in life right now. So, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be ready. I guess in my head it'll tell me when.
Maybe in the next couple of years. I mean, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Now, obviously, I'm assuming you keep your children pretty sheltered from that lifestyle when you do engage in it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I wouldn't even bring a man home, and my children are like 19 and 21.
Do they know? Do they know? Are they listening right now? Do they know?
They're not listening. My oldest daughter knows, and I have a son, and my son. We never talked about it because he's my son, but you know he knows that I'm an outgoing person, so. Like he did come in here a few minutes ago, and I was like, get out, you know, I was waving him to leave the room, so he did leave. He said, I want to hear. I said, no, just, you know,
wow.
Just play.
That's a first. You said I'm an outgoing person. That's the new term. But I do thank you for the candid talk, and if you know, feel free to stick around. We may have some calls that want to come back to you. But guys, understand, I'm gonna keep going to the phone lines. Phone lines are absolutely ridiculous. I don't think I've done a show where I've seen this many people, honestly, listening via the phone lines. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you guys have not already, create a profile at datonsplace.net, get in the chat room. And this is a pretty interesting show, just about as real as you're going to hear on talk radio. Hit us up. If you're on the line, hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that'll let me know that you're in the host queue. But before we go to some of the other callers, female callers, like my man Kyrie is here, who actually organized this whole thing. Kyrie, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you, man? You actually, just go ahead and let everybody know what you do. You do actually, you host a relationship forum that I'm actually going to be participating next month. But let everybody know if they're in the Philly area where they can check you out and just say what's up to everybody.
Right. We have Relish, 7152 Ogun's Avenue, each and every Thursday at 7 p.m. And that's basically a relationships forum with different topics each week. And then after that, we speed date. So we get you talking. We get people saying intelligent things and sometimes not so intelligent things. And then we speed date. You get to meet a few of the people that you might have spoke with. And of course, our last week's topic was the topic of threesomes. So,
Kyrie, let me ask you this. You got an opportunity to hear just how real it gets, obviously, last week and tonight on tonight's show. But what experiences have you had? Because we heard from Gerald, we heard from my man T. Smith, they've all experienced threesomes and trains. And, you know, from your perspective, man, is there a difference between a train and a threesome? And if so, what is it from your perspective?
I definitely wanted to say something. That was the main thing I wanted to speak of. It's ironic you asked me that. It's definitely a difference between a threesome and a train. And I mean that just speaking from the female point of view. Because I think that men, any straight man, has a fantasy to be with two women. If you straight and you love women as much as I love women, you want to be with two women at one point in your life. So me, just being open-minded and thinking from that mindset, I look at it as a straight woman. If she loves men as much as a straight man can love women, I don't think it's out of the norm or she's just automatically a freak or a hoe or a whore because she wants to experience two men. Because it's pleasure. It's pleasure looked at the same way that we look at, damn, I want two women. So I've been with plenty of women who I wouldn't consider a freak or a whore or nothing, but they have told me, you know, if they had a fantasy, it might be two men, but they would never do it because of how much is frowned upon.
What if they actually did it, though? You know, you said you wouldn't look down on them, but say they actually went ahead with it and say, yes, I have had a train ran on me. Would that be somebody that you would consider making your wife?
It really depends because, I mean, when you say had a train ran on me and had a threesome, it's definitely a difference. And I say that because, like, shout out to Tracy. She was at the forum last week, and she got into, you know, her experience with the two gentlemen and everything like that. So my whole thing is I think the difference is this. If it's me and my man, like me personally, I've never done that. I've never had me, another man, and a woman. I can't perform if it's another man in the room, period. So I have never and I would never do that. But the scenario I'll point out is if it's me and my man, If it's a gentleman and his homie and they just like, yo, why don't you come through, Keisha? Let's, I mean, my man, hey, we try and get it in, whatever. That's a train. If you got a chick that's just going to come through, she just going to jump it off, she don't even know these dudes, that's a train. That's a chick getting a train ran on her. But if a woman takes and she says, you know what, I got this fantasy that I want to fulfill, and she takes it upon herself to handpick some gentleman that she's going to let pleasure her, you know what I'm saying? She's the queen in that threesome, and she's being pleasured the way she wants to be pleasured because she wants to experience that one time in her life. I'm not going to call that a train. I'm going to call that a threesome because from a male point of view, that's what we want. We want two women to pleasure us at once. You know what I'm saying? We don't say a man got a train ran on him, but sex is sex. We just using the parts that we have. You understand
right.
What I'm saying?
Let me do this. Not to cut you off, man. I have some people that actually been holding this entire time, and I want to make sure we respect their time and try to get as many calls in. But understand, we got everybody here on the line. My man Kyrie is here, Gerald's here, Dre is here, our female callers who shared with us, they're here as well. So this is one of those shows, man. Dre, you heard Kyrie, man. What's your feedback for him? Would you agree with his perspective? You disagree from a man? I mean, it's a barbershop. What's your thoughts, man?
You know what? After hearing, like, you know, how he broke it down like that, you know, I'm gonna have to say I kind of feel what he's saying about, you know, the whole setup. You know, like, if it's two men calling up a chick and, you know, she just down for the cause, then yeah, that is a train. But the way that he described it, you know, it does sound like, you know, a threesome type thing. So, but I had to get my thoughts out about the last call and what she said.
Definitely.
You know, she said, you know, she would never do it again. But it just seems like, she said she's single by choice. I just think she's single because she likes that lifestyle. She's been doing it for 10 plus years, you know, dabbling in that that whole, you know, swinger thing, threesomes, you know, lesbian acts. Also, you know, I don't believe that number either. I don't believe that, you know, it's lowest. Whenever somebody says, oh, I like running trains, I like threesomes and blah, 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 I just tune it out because I just think you're lying. Like, what? I don't believe that.
Come on. No, I mean, no disrespect to her, but come on, 9? No, you could have been. The other one she kept, she at least said 15, when really it's probably like in the 20s, but come on, not 9, though? Like, you swinging and, but not, I mean, that's, she said 9 males, though. No, so gotta, you know, clarify, but let's go to the phone lines again. We got, this show is absolutely crazy. You got somebody from the 914 area code. Welcome to the Dayton Tolbert Show. This is the Barbershop Talk Tuesdays.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make a comment about the last caller.
Okay.
And I just feel like she will do it again and continue to do it again. I think it's sad to the point where she has children and she's letting them, because if my mother ever told me she did something like that, I don't even know if I would still associate myself with her, because that's just another story. If you're a mom, I think you should put yourself in a certain place. And that's something, I guess, what she's done in her life. But it seems like every couple of years you get that itch and just be scratched by some sort of activity involving more than you and your partner or one monogamous partner. And it's just like, well, where do you draw the line? How do you say you're a wifey material, you're a good woman? Because a good woman wouldn't do that. And a good woman, the line, if all somebody can just do to you is say, oh, you're pretty, and maybe the first time it's a no, and the last couple of 3-4 times or a couple of drinks, it's a yes. Like, what does that say to me about you? Do you have no standard? Where's your line? Apparently, you don't have one.
Right. No, I agree. Well, thank you so much for your call. Where are you calling in from?
New York. Let's just New York.
Cool, New York. Well, thank you so much for the call, guys. Understand, this one of the things that makes us this show unique is we never play the blame game. We don't tell people they're right. We don't tell people wrong. We just talk, you know what I mean? And we keep it real, and we let people come to their own conclusions. But one of the things I do want to say is, while I don't pass judgment on anybody about anything, I got to be real. Now, we heard from Kyrie. He said how he felt. You know, no disrespect to Kyrie, but that's I think he would even agree that that's a minority, you know, amongst men out here. Most men will not look at you in that way, in a respectable way. I'm just being real, you know what I mean? And I don't want women to hear this show or take from this show like, wow, these women sound pretty strong and independent and they're doing their things. But, you know, most men, ladies, will look at you in a negative light. I don't want to BS you. I don't want to give you a false sense of security. I'm just being real. So if you aspire to be married, to be with a good man, if you don't necessarily want to be 39 years old, and you know what I'm saying? You hear, I mean, I'm not discounting what she said, but let's be real. Everybody wants to be in love. There's not a person walking the face of this earth who does not want to be in love. Whether you want to be married or not, that could be a different story. But everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be held at night at some point. Nobody wants to be single indefinitely. If you do certain things, you're going to significantly – it's kind of like you get – you know, you don't pay your rent. You know, you want to live in a nice apartment, a nice penthouse or something like that. You don't pay your rent. You got that eviction on your thing. That you can't get an apartment. You feel what I'm saying? There are going to be certain things that you do in your past that are going to make it damn near impossible for you to get a good man. So, I mean, that's just being real. You know what I mean? You hear from these women, I think that's, I mean, it's pretty much, it's evident. But, dang, these, I don't even know where to start. It's looking like Christmas on this switchboard. All the hands are left. I don't even know who's spoken yet or who hasn't spoken yet. But I'm going to go back to the phone lines because a lot of people have questions. Hit the number 1 on your keypad if you've already spoken. You know, it is what it is. Let me know if you have another comment. But from the 765 area code, welcome to Barbershop Talk Tuesdays here on the Dadon Tolbert Show.
Oh, what's good, Dadon? This is Kia.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Kia? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your thoughts about tonight's show? You know, you've been listening.
I agree to a point with this train and this threesome because guys do look at it different from than a female do because we will look at it as a threesome, but a guy will just look at it like, yeah, I just ran a train on her, me and my brother. Yeah, okay, well, and that's what you did, but really it was a threesome. But I didn't have a guy who's my ex now who brought that to me that he wanted me to do a threesome with another female. I had never been with another female in my life. I still haven't been with a female. So that to me is uncomfortable, but it made me look at him like, well, what are you really trying to do? Because we've been together for almost a year, and now you're coming at me like you want me to do some shit that I'm not, excuse my language, that I'm not comfortable with, but now you're getting mad at me. Now, you're dismissed. But I do know guys that approach females like that. So, I mean, in situations like that, then what do you do? Because that, I mean, it's happening. And I've heard some of my guys ask girls that.
Right, it's real. So, I mean, what did you say? You dismissed him?
He has to go. Yeah, no, I mean, because that's not me. And when we first started talking, I never came at you like I'm just out here wilding out like that. Granted, we done did some things, but I never once brought nobody else into a bedroom. What me and you do is what me and you do. I feel like if you think you got me to share me with somebody, then truthfully, you don't really care about me because you're still trying to get some other. You're just trying to incorporate a way of cheating in this process right here. Then you're not really for me. So, yeah, he has to go, but he's trying to get back with me. Yeah, it's not happening.
Hey,
but
Kia, where are you calling in from? Where do you always show a lot of love? Where you live? Where you calling
in? Yeah, I'm Indiana.
Indiana, that's right. That's what's up. I just like to hear where all our fans are. That's what's up. You definitely show a lot of love. But understand, guys, you're listening to Barbershop Talk Tuesdays, and this is as real as it gets. We actually have a lot of calls here. Another caller, and this is actually our caller. We have our caller from Delaware. Some of you may remember she actually engaged in a threesome, if you will. Some would call it a train. But I just want to help women understand one thing, and it's just while you, Kia, was speaking, it's kind of popped into my head. Ladies, you know, there's going to, and I want to get Kyrie's opinion on this now, I think about it. You know, unless you're just a bold dude, all right, you know, and somebody has absolutely zero respect for you as a woman, these men are not going to be like, look, bitch, come here, take off your clothes, let me and my man come and smash it off all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Most men are not going to be that bold. Most men are not going to be that disrespectful. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of balls to say something even remotely close to that. So what normally happens is these men are going to smooth talk you. They're going to try to make it seem very sensual, very erotic, very pleasurable for you. They're going to have to get you to buy into it. Most men feel like they have to game you up and make you feel and kind of manipulate you into thinking that this is going to be like the greatest experience ever. And it's not a train, but it's more like a threesome. And that's how they present it to you. That's how, I mean, unless you're just, you know, just as much of a freak as they are, they don't need to manipulate you, but so much. But most women have to be convinced in some way. So, ladies, I don't want y'all to be mistaken, like, oh, no, 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 that's not how he came at me. That's not how it went down. It was very pleasurable. It was very sensual or something like, you know what I'm saying? That's what did you expect? He's not just going to be like, look, I mean, how do you say that? How do you just, you know, unless you're just like an asshole, you just like, look, come here, you know, drop your drawers. Yo, come on, homie, come on in, and we're going to run this train. Like, that's not how it goes down. Joe, real quick, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, you're 100% correct, Dadon. I mean, it's all about the presentation, as you said. And these men aren't going to present it to you like, okay, you're not a stripper out the strip club. You're not a porn star. They don't know that or whatever. So they're not going to come at you a certain type of way. They're going to come at you, as Dadon said, in a respectable, as respectable as you can be in that situation, and they're going to present it to you in a manner that it's like, hey, you're fulfilling your fantasy as well. I want to fulfill your fantasy because, as these ladies have said, there, men know that there are a lot of women who have that fantasy. Just as Kyrie said earlier, there are a lot of women who have that fantasy. We know that, and we're going to present it to you in a manner where you're going to want to oblige. And it's really something that we're trying to set up for our boys or whatnot, just a sort of camaraderie type deal. This is stupid, but, I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, when you fall into that, I mean, it's all about how is that man going to look at you afterwards. I mean, if you don't care, you don't care. But just because he's bringing it to your face saying, hey, this is going to be for you, this is the best thing, when it's all said and done, in most cases, that man is looking at you and saying, this freak, I mean, Kyrie said, you know, he wouldn't consider a woman to be a freak if she engaged in that type of activity. And that's, I believe him. Every man is not going to believe that. But the majority of men are not going to be okay with that. And one thing that Kyrie did not say, he did not say, yes, I would be with a woman who has engaged in that type of activity. He kind of straddled the fence on us right there. He said, you know what, it depends on the situation, this and that, but I do believe that, you know, he would have a problem with that. I mean, just listening to him, don't know him from the next man, but he did not say, no, I'd wipe a woman up who had a train ran on her. He was like, nah, it depends.
Let me go back to Kyrie real quick. Kyrie, you've been listening, man. What's your thoughts on it? You care to elaborate on what Gerald said and what I said as far as just the presentation aspect of it and how you would really look at that woman afterwards if it's something that you encountered, you like say you encountered a woman who actually had going through with it, how as far as how you would look at her?
I mean, I definitely agree with you and Gerald when y'all say that a majority of men are not going to take it any further than sex with a woman that they know either has had a threesome with two men or has had a train ran on her, however you want to look at it. A lot of men won't even look at you as wifey material if you've had a threesome with a man and another woman. You know, it's all up to personal preference. Now, as far as myself, to respond to Gerald, I definitely would still give a lady a chance that has had a threesome with two men or a threesome with a woman and a man. And the reason I'll say that to you is because real recognize real. And if this woman comes with every single thing that I need in my life, but in her past she, you know, may have had that fantasy of her own or maybe even had the sheep's wool pulled over her eyes and thought it was her fantasy and fell into that. Nobody's immune to a mistake out here. And we talking about sex. We talking about something that everybody do. We talking about a universal language. I ain't got to speak your language to let you know I want to sleep with you. So I'm not going to say, oh, you off limits because of a sexual blemish that you had in your history, especially as a man, because I can vouch for it saying off the top and not even knowing all of y'all personally that it's times that y'all might not have had a threesome but had sex with more than one woman in a day. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, Kyrie, we're not. Not to cut you off, but I feel where you're coming from. I think that the thing that you have to realize is, and I mean, I'm not knocking because everybody has their opinions, but you got to realize that the women, a lot of them, is not just a blemish. It's like a lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand. And that's why I say it depends on the situation and real recognize real. If you're a real man and you've had real conversations and real relationships with women in the past, you're going to be able to, at the wild, tell whether this is how she get off or whether my boot really, you know what I mean, fell into something in her past. You know what I mean? So that's why I said it depends on the situation. But to answer Gerald's question point blank, a threesome in a woman's past does not make her off limits for being wifey for me, and especially with my past. I'm the type of person, I look at my own self, and I'm like, damn, what did I do in the past that I can really not be hypocritical and say I can't wife this woman up because of something she did? You know what I mean? It depends where she's grown.
I just had the same conversation with one of my homies, and he feels the same way you do. Me and him go back and forth, and he actually says that's hypocritical. And I disagree. I mean, but I feel where you're coming from, and I feel where he's coming from. I just feel like it's a matter of personal preference. You know, I've done some things that I'm not necessarily proud of. I'm not ashamed of either, but I'm not proud of them. And I would not want, even though I've done them, I would not want my wife to have done anything remotely close to that. Not, I don't think that makes me a hypocrite. It just means I don't want to date somebody who's done those things. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel you all the way, but that's why they say that there's somebody for everyone. So while you might not be willing to wife up this perfect woman that had a threesome in her past, I'm out here. So I might be willing to wife her up. And what I get from her is going to be enough for me, where for you, you would have gotten those same things. That one hurdle in her past is something that you personally wouldn't have been able to jump. So you're right. It's personal preference. You know what I'm saying? If she gives me everything else and I can tell that that's not a part of her lifestyle, but it's just something that she did in the past. It's something that she didn't learn not to do before she did it. You know what I'm saying? If I can get that from her, and I know she's an educated woman that can take care of me, take care of my children, and be everything I need, I'm willing to look past that.
I'm not knocking it. Like you said, I agree with you 100%. It's definitely somebody for everybody. I know my man Dre is here. He had a quick question on that, or a quick comment on that. Dre, what are your thoughts about Kyrie's comments and everything else that's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I feel where you're coming from like you, but I'm one of the ones that, you know, most likely – it wouldn't even get to that point where, you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm a wife her up. I'm going to have already known beforehand what it was, and I'm probably just going to, you know, group her into that category, and one of the chicks are like, I'm just going to be smashing her, and that's it. Like, it's not, the feelings aren't going to grow for me to be able to overlook it, you know, for most men in cases like that. They're not going to overlook it. They're going to be like, you know, the conversation is going to come up where he's going to feel the vibe. Like you said, real, recognize real. We all done what we've done in the past, and we're going to know, you know, and it's going to be like, nah, like I ain't even going to take it there and just, you know, smash it off, and it's on to the next one that hadn't had a train ran on it.
Right, that's real, man. And a lot of these guys, you know, I just want to help the ladies understand it from a different perspective as well. You know, Gerald made, he alluded to these men early in the show. He said these men, they have these trains on you, and they're not just doing these trains with strangers. These are their best friends. These are their teammates. You know what I'm saying? Cousins, brothers, you heard, you know, these are people they're close to. So these are probably going to be people who are going to stand next to them at the altar and say, all right, you know what? This is my best man. These are my groomsmen. You know what I mean? You know, nobody that I know is necessarily going to want to have their best friend stand next to them, and they know that best friend saw them naked and ran a train on them, participating in sexual acts. So this is kind of a little bit off topic, just in a different direction, but understand, if you engage in those types of situation, those behaviors with these dudes, just understand that most likely he will not look at you as being wifey. You feel what I'm saying? Like, not saying that, and then what, you know, Kyrie was talking about something totally different as far as somebody that he encountered who had done those things in the past. But I want to go to our caller from Delaware to kind of revisit what she did, if she's cool with it. Our caller from Delaware, who's always been anonymous, what's good tonight?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Don't get shy now. Come on, don't be shy.
I'm not shy at all. You know I'm not.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, can we revisit?
I mean, I can talk on it. I can. Well, I feel like what Kyrie said, because that's how my dude at that time was, and that's how he felt. He knew that I didn't do that. He brought that to the table, and like I said before, he never, ever treated me bad after that. I mean, he kissed me in my mouth afterwards. He showed me so much love. Shut up. He showed me so much love, and we did everything, you know, that, and kept it normal. He was the one who made me feel good about the situation. I felt like, oh, my God, he don't care. Oh, my God, oh, da, da, da. I felt bad. But, nah, he comforted me through the whole thing. But the reason why the relationship is not here now to this day is because of me. I broke it off. if I wanted to be with this man to this day right now, I could be with him. I could cut everything off that I have planned for my future and go back to him any day if I want. But I just need something different. I mean, there's some issues there, and it's not even just issues with him and how he treats me. It's some personality conflicts that we have, and it's just like some of the things, he's a controlling person in a way, but it's not too much control where I can't maintain a relationship. But I just need to take a step outside of that and see if this, if there's something out there better for me. You know, he's checking for me every day.
So you're actually,
but I just can't, I can't deal with it. I just need to try to find something different right now. And I need to look at a new path in my life, and I am, and I'm giving somebody else a chance. But never once has he ever disrespected me.
You're actually engaged right now.
Yes, I am.
How's that going?
Yes, I am. Oh, that's going excellent, excellent. I mean, I'm a good woman. I'm beautiful. I got all the characteristics that a man would want from a woman. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I did something. I had fun. I don't regret it. I mean, hey, it was fun, but I would never do it again. I mean, I learned from it, and it's just not, you know, it's just an experience. I mean, as long as you are respectable about how you do it, that's all about what Kyrie's saying. But you do have women that are out here, that's just a lifestyle, and that's not good. That's nasty. And, you know, it was an experience, and I liked it, and that's just what it was. I don't regret it. He was my right hand throughout the whole thing.
Would you do that again?
Still go back if I... No, I would not.
What about your fiancé? What if he said, you know what, I want to bring another woman in, or another man?
Look, and I already nipped that in the bud. We talked about that. We brought that up, and that's not even something that he would ever want to go down.
Does he know what you did?
That's why... For what? There's no need.
He needs to know.
No, he doesn't, Dana. You always starting shit.
I would want to know. Every man in the listening would want to know.
No, we're fine.
You're not going to tell him.
No, I don't talk about my past. Anything about my past that went on, I don't bring it up. I don't talk about it. I focus on me and him, and that's it. I don't go backwards. I go forward. There's no need. If he asked me, I would tell the truth. Yes, I would. He's never asked me, but I asked him his vision on threesomes. How is that something he's about? Does he want to do that? And he was no, not at all.
If he asked you, had you ever had a threesome? Would you say yes, I have?
I probably would break it down and tell him. He never asked. I would break down and tell him.
I think that sounds a little suspect, but I'm not sure that you would. But, I mean, not knocking you, but I don't think that you would. We keep it real with each other. Gerald, what are your thoughts, man? Do you think she would be honest and break it down and be like, this is where I went?
Dayton, you know, I don't think that she would, Dayton. I mean, especially just considering the situation that she's come from. If she's, as the first caller said, Candace, I believe was her name. When you really love somebody and you care about them, you're scared, you're afraid that what you did will make them stray away from you, or make them lose a amount of respect for you. As Kyrie said, and ladies, listen, the things Kyrie said are. Wonderful. I mean, it was wonderful. But understand, in this situation, the things that Kyrie said, the way that he feels, he is an exceptional man. He is the exception. Remember, it's all a numbers game. And at this point in time, it's hard enough for a woman to find a good man as is. So it's going to be even harder for you to find a man like Kyrie who is going to have those views. I mean, he's right. There is somebody out there for everybody. But understand that the majority, as he said, as every other man on the line is going to say, the majority of men are going to have a problem with it. Not that it makes us any better or you any worse. That's not the case. It's just the mindset of the majority of men. So I agree with everything Kyrie said. But even still, with that said, it's not going to happen in my case. I have to go with the others. I have to digress from his viewpoint on this one.
Yeah, I want to let T. Smitty weigh in. T. Smitty, you heard from Kyrie. You've heard a lot. You've been listening, man. What's your thoughts, man? He said he wouldn't really necessarily have a problem necessarily. I'll put it like that. He wouldn't necessarily discredit her. It would depend if then I do feel that. I don't agree. That wouldn't be me, but I definitely feel where he's coming from on that with that perspective. How do you feel about that?
I want the ladies to understand that no one's right or wrong what path in life they take. But just listen to all the men that you ever had in this show since I started listening. I think he was the only one that would give that woman a chance. So I will tell these ladies that the decisions you make today can and will affect your future. And
right.
The thing is, Kyrie is a needle in a haystack, and they got to understand that.
Right, and that's real talk. And I don't, like I said, Kyrie's a stand-up dude, definitely a good dude, man, definitely going to do some big things in the future. But, I mean, you look at the, you know, we've had tons and tons and tons of men from all over the country, you know, Kyrie and men with that mentality who are willing to at least give you a shot, which I respect. You know, look at the odds of that. You figure I'm going to be generous and say 1 in 10 out of all the guys that we've heard their perspectives. That's, like he said, Kyrie's probably the only one who would even give you a shot. So it's really up to you. You know what I mean? And the young woman says she has all these guys lined up and they all want to wife her. I mean, I don't buy that. I mean, come on, who are we kidding? Let's just be real. You know what I mean? Guys aren't lining up to be with somebody with that type of lifestyle. I mean, she's 39 and single with a couple kids. I mean, seriously. You know what I mean? So understand, ladies, you know, you might as well play the lottery if you hope to find a man who's going to say, hey, look, you know what, in spite of your past, you know, I want to make you my wife. Not saying it's impossible, not saying it's 100% out of the question, but the chances of that happening are extremely rare. So it would be in your best interest if you want to have a good man like all of us on the line. You know what I'm saying? You may want to not make certain decisions in your life. We heard our call from Delaware. She says she's engaged. I mean, you know, we wish her the best. You know, we asked for an invitation to her last wedding with the ex who she said that was going to happen. So we'll extend that invitation. We'd like invitations to this one when this next one finally happens. So hopefully that one will work out. Got a quick who's laughing? Don't laugh, T. Smith. I mean, no, I'm being real, Gerald. I mean, for real, we wish her the best with her engagement situation. But let me take a quick call before we get out of here. This is one for the archives, y'all. I mean, I'm, you know, tell a friend they need to check this one out on iTunes. But got a caller from the 313 area code. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Tuesdays. Are you there from the 313 area code?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Welcome to the Date on Tober Show.
Hey, what's going on? I have never been in this situation, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not calling in to add anything to this particular discussion. I just wanted to let everybody know that we will be doing the Beauty Shop Talk tomorrow. Right.
Oh, this is Mitty. I didn't even recognize you. Mitty, what's going on? That's a great, great segue, great way to come in for an announcement. Guys, as if, you know what I'm saying, this show was not crazy enough. I mean, this might be, I think we can all agree, one of the wildest shows that we've ever done. Definitely, you know, just keep outdoing ourselves. But tomorrow night's show, you know, in the spirit of tonight's show, we're going to start, we've been talking about it for a while, Beauty Shop Talk Wednesdays. And Mitty, and who actually is going to be one of our guest panelists, go ahead and let us know what we can expect from you and who you bringing with you. I don't want no problems. I mean, you bringing a couple of girlfriends. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Professional ladies, professional and talented ladies. We have Veronica R. Martin, who is a financial analyst and CEO of We Are Better Than, which is financial literacy workshops for the youth. Very professional. She's been a financial analyst for Motorola and Motorola and AT&T.
And we don't need a resume. I just want to know what they're not going to roll on me. I just want to make sure I'm straight.
I'm
I got to bring Gerald.
The point I'm trying to make is that she's professional.
Gotcha.
And she's going to come to the show and she's going to let you know what it's like to be a professional black woman dating and you know, trying to find that one.
All right, well, that's what's up. I look forward to it. Everybody, y'all heard it here first. This is Barbershop Talk Tuesdays. Tomorrow is Beauty Shop Talk Wednesdays. And if there was any question, this is, again, for the millionth time, the realest talk show in the freaking world. Seriously, you never want to miss a night of the Data on Tober Show. Tomorrow night's show might even be crazier than today's show, man. Absolutely ridiculous. But Kyrie, man, before we let you get out of here, man, go ahead and give some shout-outs. Let everybody know where they can check you out online, where they can come out to, if they're in the tri-state area, your event at Relish.
Definitely, Daydonna. Thank you for the opportunity once again. Like I said, we Single Life, the singlelifeexperience.com is where you could check me out. We have some site snafus. We'll be back up this Friday. We are at Relish, 7152 Ogons Avenue, each and every Thursday with a different topic concerning relationships, love, and sex. This week, we'll be talking about sexting, sending erotic pictures and erotic messages through the cell phone. So that's what we'll be talking about.
I just got one of those just now. So if some freak sent me that, one of my homies sent me that from some freak just now, man. Them cell phone pics are everywhere. I know you probably got one within the last week as well.
I mean, I get them every day, Daydonna, but we ain't talking about me right now. We talk about me on Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. I wanted to say one thing, too, about the caller from Delaware, and just to clarify some stuff. She got to tell that man. Now, I might be the exception and the needle in the haystack, but that's because my baby boo going to dump her whole box out and let me go through it and see what she done been about.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get me all the way to the altar, and I don't know that you had a threesome. But that's part two of something, Daydon. I just wanted to, you know, share that. Like, you
got to
be open and honest. Don't say he ain't never asked. Like, come on. It's some stuff you need to tell me.
Hey, Kyrie, man, definitely appreciate you showing love, man. We'll definitely be talking. And hopefully she's listening. Hopefully she hears that. Anyone else nationwide listening, men want honesty, whether we agree on the actual logistics of, you know what I'm saying, our actual personal perspectives, you know what I'm saying? You know, one thing that's constant is we all want honesty. We all want an honest woman who's going to keep it 100% real with us. Like you said, no man wants to get to the altar and find out you were in a swinger organization, you ran a train, or you had a threesome. No, we may, like you said, the needle ain't, we may be willing to give you a shot, but that's only if you were forthcoming. Don't let us find out nothing that we didn't already know about. There's not a man listening that would disagree with that statement or have anything to say about that one. So definitely tell him if you love him, if you trust that he truly loves you, you know what I'm saying? You need to come clean, and it is what it is. This, we're about to wrap it up, but I'm going to give Dre an opportunity. He's also here in the Philly area. Go ahead and shout out the website for Star Power Marketing, Dre.
Yeah, check us out, starpowermarketinggroup.com. We have events Atlantic City every week at the Harris Pool, Harris Casino, and we're doing Lux Lounge on 7th and Arch.
Cool, man. That's what's going on. Those both events, everybody, in case you're listening across the country, those are both into the Philadelphia area, and that's what's going on. Gerald Howard, man, we've done a lot of shows together, man. What are your thoughts about tonight's show?
Oh, man. Hey, out of all the shows we've done, you know, I can't say there's been one more entertaining. I can't say there's been one that's more informative, and this one has been very informative in its own type of way. So, you know, hey, it's up there in the top three on my list, man. Enjoyed the show very much. Dre, Daydon, T. Smitty, Candace, other lady, and Kyrie, man, great show, everybody. Hey, Kyrie, hit me up on Facebook, send me a friend request, man. You say a lot of things that, you know, I always like to learn from people. He definitely is a real brother. Like to get to know him a little better.
Oh, yeah, man, we've been trying to link up on Barbershop for the schedules didn't allow, but he'll be, you know, he'll definitely be with us on future Barbershop Talk Tuesday. This is how we do it. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. We made an announcement earlier in the show. We've actually launched the official TBND travel agency. TolbertTravel.net is the actual site. Go ahead and let us take care of all your travel arrangements. Tolbert Travel is actually going to be handling the second annual Daydon Tolbert Celebrity Cruise in the spring. So definitely, if you guys are interested in attending that or any travel needs that you have, feel free to hit us up at TolbertTravelAgency.net, or excuse me, at gmail.com, and we'll definitely look out for you in that. And get your ladies, if you know, everybody. Kyrie said him and his people coming on the cruise, you know, he likes to walk around with his shirt off. It's going to be a lot of single dudes. It's going to be a lot of single ladies, fellas. I promise y'all, this cruise is going to be absolutely ridiculous. Make sure you guys all hit us up at TolbertTravelAgency@gmail.com. That's what's going on, man. I just let y'all know earlier that we're going to be doing Beauty Shop Talk Wednesdays, and then, as I said earlier in the show, we're going to be doing our sixth spotlight on domestic violence, which is a subject, in my opinion, that does not get nearly enough media coverage, and I promise you, this show was one of the top three of all time in a certain way, and it might have been really, I mean, it's not, you're not gonna find too many shows we've done more entertaining than this one on this level, but this was up there. But on Thursday's show, it's gonna be really you will be in tears. I promise you, these stories of women being kicked, beat, stabbed, shot, abused, dragged from cars. I mean, really. First-hand, real-life stories, women who actually, real women, like people on Facebook that you wouldn't even think went through such ordeals. And these are, I've done five of them. This will be my sixth. Every one has been one of the highest-rated shows, most dramatic shows I've ever done. So make sure you guys all tune in to that on Thursday night. This is As Real As It Gets, guys. I appreciate you. If you haven't already, get your copy of What Women Need to Know But Don't Want to Hear, which is my two-disc audio book. Y'all owe me, for real. Like, seriously, y'all haven't got it, get it now, because this show is off the chain. That's what I require from y'all. Get it at dadonsplace.net. It's the realest relationship book ever put out. And I appreciate y'all for listening. That's about it, man. Hit me up on Facebook, join the fan page, and I'm going to holler at y'all tomorrow night. Peace.